And now it's time for your stories. This is San Francisco StoryCorps. It takes all kinds of people to help support those with HIV. Friends and coworkers Adrian Elias and Eric Sutter come from very different backgrounds, but they both feel passionate about their work at Shanti, a San Francisco nonprofit dedicated to enhancing the lives of people with HIV and other life-threatening illnesses. They sat down at the StoryCorps booth at the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco and talked about how their similarities and differences with their clients help them in their work.
So, I thought a good place for us to start talking would just be maybe for you to tell me a bit about how you ended up in the place that you are with regard to work.
Okay. Well, when I first moved to the city, I was homeless, and I was a part of this organization called Larkin, and they set youth up with internships at different agencies. So when I signed up for it, I didn't know where I was going to be placed, and when they told me about Shanti, I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know, when I learned that it was going to be in HIV services, I didn't really know anything about HIV. I guess the more I learned about HIV, the more I realized how important it is, the work that I was doing, and how important it is for, like, my community.
How do you go about bridging the gap between you and the client? And, like, you know, you have such separate realities. I mean, in some cases, the client's going to sleep outside at night and you're going home to your house where you have, like, a bed and all your stuff and, you know, you don't have to worry about being robbed, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, what do you think, or, like, what do you do to kind of, like, bridge that gap? And are you conscious of that?
I'm definitely conscious of that. And I think that the hardest thing about it is a lot of the things that our clients go through, and not all of them, but a good number of them, I have been through before in my past. The biggest thing that bridges the gap is, like, my queer identity. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I have in common with lots of clients, not mm-hmm. all. But they don't have to tell me, like, what it means to be trans or whatever. So I'm wondering how you bridge the gap with clients.
Honestly, like, I think the way that I bridge a gap is just by being totally honest with clients. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't, I'm straight, I'm white, I'm middle class. Like, I have, on paper, like, almost nothing in common with most of our clients, I guess. And being a person who, like, gets stuff done for them is, you know, ultimately what I think what bridges the gap. And I think also maybe just being aware of, like, the fact that maybe that gap is never going to be bridged. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, how am I going to know what it's like to be a trans woman? There's no way that I can, you know, mm-hmm. there's no way that I can really get a handle on that or really grasp that.
Yeah.
And so just respecting someone for who they are and just being like, if this is what you want to do, like, that's totally cool. One of the major connections that we make with a lot of our clients is so many people, like, don't even acknowledge, like, their humanity, you know? And so being able to provide that to someone, I think, is, you know, like, a gift not only for them, but, like, also for you, mm-hmm. where you're just like, well, this is awesome that, like, I can, you know, I can do what other people aren't.